Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We now cross into the early afternoon with Solas and Killian trying to recover from the previous night's escapades, barely escaping with their lives from the monstrous Rhys Blackhand, transformed by some strange and awful magic. Killian, you, having spoken to Steward Avis, have made your way down to the slums and found yourself a rather quaint room, though it was rather inexpensive. You get a few hours rest, and as you drift off, I should imagine probably a little difficultly, having with all these thoughts going around in your head, you do get the smell of sea salt, just as your heavy cloak that will be sodden with rain just brings a little waft of home. And after a few hours, you awaken, and as you look out of your window, you can see a few houses down the home of Solas the healer. You see some children playing in the street down below you. One of them you see has this big heavy cloak that's obviously way too big, as they're currently dragging it through the mud, almost certainly that of a parent. And they seem to be playing some strange sort of game where they're chasing each other, and one of them seems to be playing the role of the fair-weather devil, as they are running after and sort of playing catch, and catches a friend and jumps on them and is like, "Ah, I'm gonna get you! I'm the fair-weather devil!" Ah! And I think at this point, Solas, having taken a short trance-like nap, probably curled up with the twins, who didn't sleep particularly well last night, you wake up to the smell of drying herbs and the quiet of your house, just the sound of your children's breath. Astrid sort of peeks her head round the door. "Solas, I'm all done for the day if you want me to have them."
"Would you mind?"
"Of course."
"Thank you, Astrid."
"Do you know, her curiosity is getting the better of her, and I think she really wants to go to the Tamewood. I understand that you have a firm rule on it. I was just wondering where the maps... Perhaps I could at least take them up to the wall?"
"She wants to go where?"
"To the Tamewood. And the Tamewood, you know, is like a very kind of... it's like right next to the walls, and it's basically a place where, like, people go and gather berries and things like that during the day."
"I've told her when she's 8 years old, she can go in there. But for now, she goes nowhere near."
"Understood. I'll take her to the green." And there, you know, there's a little kind of green area where they've got a few, like, trees, and some of the younger children play in there. Killian, you see Solas emerge from the house, and I'm assuming you'd probably go and meet him?
"Yeah."
Solas, whether it be to your surprise or not, you step out of your house, and almost as if waiting for you, there is Killian of Blackrest.
"Killian."
"Solas.
Had a feeling I might see you here."
"Yeah. Well, seems I've been given a little bit of a task."
"Why am I not surprised?"
"Yeah, Avis, she just wants me to keep an eye on you. Nothing Sinister, just make sure you're all right. We've got a big day coming, and last night was a lot, so I just want to make sure that... How are you doing?
I'm fine. I hope for both our sakes, you're the one with the big day coming.
Me too. I don't think you could hack it personally.
We'll see how the day plays out.
So these are your little ones?
They are.
Still at the door. Sort of both staring now, having obviously woken up the second that you tried to get out of the bed.
Upstairs, you two.
But...
Juno?
Yeah?
Upstairs.
Hey. Hey, Dad. Who's the guy? He seems really serious.
He's no one, sweetheart. Up you go.
Wow. No one? Ouch.
And they run upstairs. Ren saying, you should play no one this time. So, the two of you find yourself in Greyview. You have about a day and a half until the Reckoning Festival begins, and you have a rather large mystery to solve. Who, what, and how did someone transpire to attempt to kill the two of you? Where would you like to begin?
Well, I fear that Solas actually is not interested in trying to find out. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a bit of a predicament because I want to find out, and I need to go and confront Anya. And I feel it's very important that I do, because if she takes on the magic and she is in cahoots with the council members and they are trying to get rid of any other potential candidate, mm-hmm. Which is what I think has happened,
yeah,
then that is not good for the Vale. So I think maybe here I have to try and convince Solas to help me on this mission to figure it out. He's got a good head on his shoulders and he's a good voice of reason. And I feel like I need him to help me in approaching her, because I know that I'm going to probably get angry with her because we know that I don't like her.
What do you say to Solas as you try to convince him?
Solas, I know that you don't want any part of this and you don't want to jump to any conclusions. I do understand that. But we really do have to get to the bottom of this. If Anya had any part in this plot to take us out of the running, then for the good of the Vale, we have to know. And it might come down to getting rid of her.
You know I have no interest in getting involved in politics.
It's not politics, Solas. It's the future. Think of your kids. I don't want to overstep a boundary here, but think of them. Do you really want someone like Anya in charge of the Vale? Your kid's growing up in a place where she calls the shots when she was going to get rid of us. Now, I don't know for certain whether it was her decision, but something's wrong. And I know for sure it wasn't Avis.
As I've said, I have no interest in politics.
Oh, you are a stubborn mule.
Out.
You're a stubborn as a mule.
I have no interest in politics. I have no interest in conflict. And I see your ambition, but I know you to be a good man. So I will come, and I will listen. And I will not take sides.
Yes.
But I will not take sides.
That's fine. That's exactly what I want. That's great. Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing. So where would you like to begin your search? Just as a quick reminder, some of the leads that you potentially have. You know that Old Man Hemlock was by the sort of horses last night and sort of may have seen something. You know that Rhys Blackhand travelled into town with you that day and probably would have gone to talk to someone. Finding out who that could be interesting. Obviously, confronting Anya, finding out or trying to ascertain whether she's involved in this plot feels like probably an important point. Obviously, the interaction that you had with Councillor Nova could bear some fruit. Or also just going to the council hall and seeing who else is there and trying to suss them out. But equally, you can just do whatever you want.
Well, because I feel I don't want to be a bull in a china shop here, I think we start with someone who is probably going to know something because he knows something about everything. So let's go see Mr. Hemlock. It's just a tentative beginning of this, investigation, I think, to start with him.
You make your way through the drab and dreary grey view. The rain pounding on the rooftops makes probably quite a comforting sort of drumbeat to life here. And you find your way to a modest-looking home with big timber beams and some whitewashed walls that have definitely aged a little with the constant downpouring of rain. A mixture of thatch roofs, and some of them have like earthen roofs as well to deal with the irrigation slightly better. You can hear the sound of goats bleating from inside. The door is slightly ajar. Do you go in?
That's weird. I wonder if he's in. Emlock?
So you can hear the goats inside, a little bit of rustling, but the door is ajar. As you knock on it, it kind of swings open a little bit, and you see a kind of dusty, quite disheveled looking interior. A real kind of bachelor pad, if you will, just sort of drink bottles everywhere and...
Emlock the player.
A distinct lack of any other people, though, so not quite that successful.
Not a ladies' man.
But yeah, you don't see any sign of him. You can hear the goats in the back, and it does sound like there are some kind of commotion more towards the back of the house.
I think we tentatively make our way through the house. We know Hemlock, like, well enough to be able to do this, do you think?
Yeah. It's also, this is a very community-focused town. Like, it wouldn't be strange to sort of walk into someone's house or, you know, just sort of announce yourself.
Everyone knows each other, yeah.
People are generally very trusting of each other.
Okay, so yeah.
As you stride in, you walk all the way through the house and you look out of one of the back windows. You see the goats in the little sort of covered pen. And in the center, you see, passed out with a bottle of whiskey in his hand, old man Hemlock, currently covered in mud and sludge.
Crying out loud. Well, that's the first witness. Screwed.
Well, Killian. Is that you?
Yes, Hemlock. Are you with us here?
Stands up, slips over in the mud.
Hello. You are back from the mountain quite quickly. Oh, how long have I been asleep?
I couldn't say, but it looks like it's been quite a while.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you for waking me up. There's no reason that you are in my home.
Actually, yes. Hemlock, we need some information. Yesterday, something pretty dark happened on our way to the mountain.
Ah. Visibly perks up as the promise of gossip is offered.
We thought we were on our way to bury Maeve from the council. Fortunately, she wasn't in the casket.
Huh.
It turned out to be Rhys.
Oh, that is quite interesting.
Yes, well, it gets worse.
Okay, can I get you either a drink? Whiskey, perhaps?
Not right now.
Okay. Please, come, sit down.
Thank you. And please, can you exercise a little bit of discretion
you
here?
You know me. A real steel trap.
Yes, the most trustworthy person in the Vale.
Thank you, I appreciate that, Killian. Truly, I do.
Takes it really earnestly.
So, in the casket was Rhys, but...
I did wonder, you know, those two gentlemen came to drop the box off, and they were really struggling to get that box up onto the cart, you know, and I thought, bloody hell, is there a grave elk in there or something? You know, they seemed struggling a little to lift
okay,
it.
Okay, thank you. We noticed... there was a sound coming from the box.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened it, it was Rhys. But Rhys had already begun the process of transformation, let's say.
Wow. That must have been quite the trauma for you both. Yes. Did you... I'm assuming you managed to escape and did you take care of it? Or is Rhys still at large?
Thanks to the healing powers of Solas here, we did escape and we did bring him down.
That's a very impressive thing, you know, very impressive. You should both be very proud of yourselves, I guess.
Yes, thank you. But as you can imagine, there's a lot of questions here.
Mm.
Where is Maeve?
Mm.
why did this happen? How did this happen?
Yes.
And I was wondering, we were wondering, if you had heard anything, seen anything.
Yes, so, well, the two gentlemen that dropped off, I hadn't seen them around a lot. There was a, which let me remind, a Brogosh, I believe, one of the larger orc gentlemen. That's why I was confused when he was struggling so much to lift it. You know, he's extremely strong, as he is Brogosh. And that was it. I didn't think it was at first, but maybe it could have been. The Councilman Stellan.
Councilman Stellan?
Yes.
He was with...
Yes, with Brogosh. Yes.
And they were lifting the casket...
Onto the cart,
onto
yes.
the cart yes, that yes. we were taking to yes. the mountain. Okay.
But they only said I was waiting for you, Killian. They didn't mention any you, Solas.
Where did you say this was?
This was where you met me yesterday. I was just bringing the horses, you see. And all I was tasked with doing.
Jesus Christ, they're trying to take me out.
What, that?
No, nothing. Sorry.
To lunch, or what?
Yeah, the... sure. Look, do you know where Brogosh is?
No, he always hangs around. Well, he often he has a few shifts at the toll bridge, I know. Sometimes he's there. But I'm not 100% sure where he'd be right now.
And the other councilman?
Probably in the council chambers, I imagine.
I look to Solas. It seems like we have a new lead. So I kind of, with my eyes, ask for his guidance.
And for now, I accept.
Could I ask? There's been rumors, Killian. Not that I believe them. Slanderous, obviously, of course. That you have some connection to that veiled hand. Now, again, I'm sure that is probably...
Hemlock, if rumours were food in this vale, everyone would be very overweight. All right? Let's...
Would be nice if I could subsist off of them, though. Yes, no, the only reason I ask is because I also heard similar rumours about Brogosh. So I thought that maybe you had some connection to him. But that's fine. That's fine. So Councilman Maeve is dead, we think?
We don't know. But thank you for your help, Hemlock.
Most welcome. Most welcome indeed.
We must be on our way.
Yes. Unless, of course, you want to hear about Aemon, Councillor Aemon. There's been some suggestion that Aemon might be stepping out, if you understand my meaning. Having an affair? Solas, you're giving me a look that sort of tells me that you want nothing more than for my mouth to stop moving.
My ears are open.
No, I was just sort of... It might be interesting for you to know that, yes, Aemon has been caught, you know, was seen stumbling home from an inn and frequenting one of the younger ladies.
Is there any need around? For us to know this?
Well, you just seem quite interested in the machinations of what's going on around town.
Well, hear him out, because at this point...
He rambles on for another 5 or so minutes, just giving you a bunch of random rumours and...
There's me thinking this might be useful.
Yeah. The whole time, Killian's really intensely paying attention. Solas had clocked out 5 minutes ago, just like, there's no way this is helpful.
I think we've heard enough.
Understood. The choice tree closes down.
The world as you know it has ended. Welcome to the Evopocalypse. No one knows what caused this catastrophic ecological disaster, but in its wake, humanity is on the brink of extinction, and planet Earth has never been more alive. You and your fellow players are survivors, venturing out from desperate settlements with limited tools and dwindling resources. You must survive highly evolved predators and warped colossal creatures with no memory of the animals they once were. But there is still hope. Together, you will explore the world you once knew, using your finely honed survival skills and repurposed weapons, not to mention mysterious and unpredictable resurrection technology. Hunt down the source of this disaster, even as it hunts you back. Force of Extinction is a brand new TTRPG that makes you feel like the post-apocalyptic hero of your dreams. Or nightmares. Be the first to face off against the Evopocalypse when the game launches this June on BackerKit. Go to forceofextinction.com to sign up today so you don't miss out.
So, where would you both like to head now?
Just to keep it relatively tentative, I think we choose one of the either Borgosh or Stellan.
I think so, before eventually going maybe to the council chamber and like elevating the stakes that high. Yeah. I think you're right to keep it where we like unpick some threads first.
If we go to the council, we're going to confront the council chamber anyway and talk to Stellan.
Mm.
So maybe we start with Borgosh.
Yeah, agreed.
Who is someone I consider probably to be someone I can trust.
Yeah.
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 And I don't trust the council.
Go ahead, both of you, and roll me investigation checks.
I've got 4 and 3, so 7.
7? And
So it's 8 plus 5.
13. With a 13, it does take you a little while to find or to kind of catch a lead on where Borgosh is. There is a lot going on in the town of Greyview, much preparations being made. Thus, there are road closures and people kind of coming in and out. A lot of people are sort of too busy to stop and talk to you if you ask them for any whereabouts. And on your way to one such location where you, the sort of latest lead that you've gotten where Borgosh might be, you do actually walk back past the Puppet Master's Inn, and inside there you do see Anya. She seems to be having a meeting with a lady called Melandra, who you've probably seen once or twice in the council chambers, but wouldn't know her sort of beyond her name, really.
Is she a councillor?
She is not. Probably like in the frame 4, though.
How many councillors are there?
8.
8.
Well, potentially soon to be 9, as Ava said that she would open up a new position, essentially.
So we see Anya.
Yes. But you are around the corner from this area of town where a lot of the kind of crafting and town's guard, etc., would prepare, and that was the last time that someone saw or sort of noted to you that they saw Borgosh.
Can we attempt to listen in on their conversation without being seen?
You certainly try.
I think we should.
So here's what I'm going to say. Normally, this would be a stealth check. This would essentially be you sort of trying to sneak in without being seen. However, it's pretty hard to kind of walk into a tavern. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to ask you both for a performance check. This is essentially you walking in and trying to act like nothing's going on and you don't even take notice and you just go and find a table and kind of sit nearby.
Fine.
So if both of you could give me a performance check.
17 total.
You're a much better actor than me.
Yeah.
Art imitating life.
You immediately like walk in and you're like playing off really cool. You sort of walk up to the bar and you notice that you're kind of stood at the bar as you're ordering some drinks. Solas has just stood with his arms crossed just staring at you.
Solas is tap dancing in the corner trying to be inconspicuous. Yeah, like, it's not really working for you, Solas.
Solas just sweating profusely, staring at Anya. And I'm going to say that with the 17, you do actually manage to sort of bring Solas round before Anya notices. Okay, great. Both of you then go ahead and roll me a perception check and we'll see how much of this conversation you are able to hear.
I have 2 dice and the other one was not working for me, clearly, as we've established. So I you saw me pause.
Yes.
I hovered over the bad dice.
Yep.
I changed my mind and went for the other dice, which is not loaded, I will say. And I now have a natural 20.
A natural 20.
Wow.
So I'm staying with this die.
Very good. Very good.
Amazing. What did you get?
I got Killian? A 14.
14. Killian, you get like a good chunk of this conversation, though You definitely sort of get a little distracted as people kind of walking in and out. I think maybe the sort of hunter's instinct in you, and the fact that, you know, you are in a slightly heightened sense of tension right now, given what happened yesterday, your attention just sort of flitting to like a new person entering the room, or, you know, someone kind of coming in through a side door or back door. So you don't quite get everything. With a natural 20, Solas, you zone in and find a sort of level of focus where the only thing that you are like paying attention to right now is this conversation. You hear them talking about, basically, Anya is saying how there are a number of older members on the council, and that they haven't had a council member from the Eastern Greys for a while. The Eastern Greys is the kind of most fertile part of the island. It's to the east, obviously, and there is a kind of strip of really fertile land on the sort of cliff edge of the Ash Creek, and that has been slowly kind of fading, and the crops have been getting worse and worse year on year. And she's essentially saying how she thinks that having a councilman from the Eastern Greys will put more focus onto that potential or sort of incoming crisis. And you do get something rather interesting. Melandra makes reference to something referred to as a new Greyview. As you're listening and you hear new Greyview, Anya like immediately shuts the conversation down. Then almost questions how Melandra knows, and Melandra plays it off quite well. And I think that with a natural 20 as well, you really do get a sense of just how good Anya is at this. Because she immediately sort of shuts it down, but then is sort of so warm and persuasive afterwards. It almost, you can sort of feel Melandra almost like feeling like, oh, it wasn't even a big deal. And you, I think you understand just how good she is at like the statecraft of talking to people and convincing them of things. But you do hear that word, that phrase, new Greyview.
And I read Anya's behaviour as kind of Machiavellian diplomacy as opposed to statesmanship or anything more benign.
I think it's totally up to Solas.
Okay.
How you read that.
Okay.
As my perception was at 14 and Solas was at 20, we can now assume that Solas has filled me in. Is that right?
Yeah, very much. I mean, I would suggest going somewhere discreet to do that, but we can absolutely skim over that because we both know.
Well, I think it's probably like the two of you at the bar, I think it would take a lot for you to kind of fill the blanks in.
What I would like to do in that conversation is ask you a question, which is, what is your knowledge of the moniker New Greyview?
So I have not come across that phrase before in the context that I think what they were talking about.
I don't think either of you have ever
heard it. To me, right off the bat, initially, I feel that it's sinister because it's something that it seems like it's a secret, and it's obviously being talked about by someone, a bunch of people that I don't trust. Sure, in the Veiled Hand, in my personal life with my family and the ambitions that we have to change Greyview, like, we'll say, you know, it would be nice to have a renewed Greyview, a new sense of like what this place is, but we don't talk about it. It feels different, is what I'm trying to say. It feels like a different kind of thing. So that's how I feel.
And that's a genuine question, because I'll take that answer at face value for now.
You can also roll insight checks on each other just in case you ever think that, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
So. Yeah.
Oh,
let's do it. What the hell? Another natural 20.
And I will be staying with this die for the rest of the game.
That is what the hell? Incredible.
They don't call him soulless for nothing.
Unbelievable. With a natural 20, there's probably a small part of you that derives just the tiniest bit of joy as you feel like you're kind of able to use this skill that you have to kind of read people and understand things. And there is a sense, I think, of feeling like you're like, you at least have a little bit more control. Like there's a bit more kind of like, you're able to like affect something. And as you look at Killian of Blackcrest, and I think you can see this young man already with such deep worry lines across his face, This is a man who had concern for family and friends and the people of this isle for his entire life, and has carried with him the weight of legacy that is crippling, truly crippling. He comes from a line that has a steward, and not just any steward, a steward that has been shamed. A steward whom the last two stewards essentially have tried to move away from. They have tried to kind of denounce his teachings. And I think that you can feel the weight of that. And I think that as you maybe often kind of react to his kind of brashness and in the way that he can kind of jump to conclusions, I think you see now, as you're looking at him, why he feels these things so deeply, because everyone has been so quick to judge him and his family and assume that they know any and all things about them. And I think as you look at him, you know deeply this man is not lying. That this man is maybe too transparent, honestly. But I think there is also a sense of, like, pride that you can see is something he has to kind of contend with. It's something that, like, often will kind of be right there before a mistake is made. And I wonder whether for Solas there might even be a little bit of, maybe even a little bit of care. Like, you've known this family for a long time. You knew them sort of back when they were more in their pomp, having gone to school with Killian's sister. And so I wonder whether there's almost a little bit of wanting to kind of guide this slightly hot-headed individual. But yes, you absolutely know that this, he's not lying to you. And he genuinely is deeply concerned for the safety of the people of the Isle of Ale.
Brother, I hear you. And while I have no appetite for conflict, I think we both know there is a need to dig deeper here. And so I will follow you. We need to get to the roots of this new Graveview, and if necessary, uproot them.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Here is the question. Many threads lay before you. Many of them lead potentially to more questions and deepening mysteries, but which one do you intend to pull on?
Before we confront anyone in the council, because we want to retain some sense of respect and decorum here. Can't go around blaming everyone without the full story. The best thing to do is go and see Borgosh, see if there's anything he can tell us so we can go in fully informed.
You head to a clearing. It's a cobbled area with a small fountain, small modest fountain in the middle, and around the outside there are a number of workshops and smithies, as this is a place where the guards will sort of come and get things fixed, and generally a sort of craftsman quarters of Graveview. And as you arrive, you see that Borgosh pretty unmistakably is currently sort of leaning up against this fountain in the middle, having a conversation with someone. And the square is quite busy. There's a lot of people kind of milling to and fro, and it's very loud. The sound of clanking metal and people forging stuff, shouting. There's probably an argument happening in any all the time in this particular area. But yeah, Borgosh probably clocks you as you two approach.
Oh, hello.
Borgosh.
How goes it, friend?
Oh, things have been better, but, you know. I've come here to ask you a few questions, if you've got a few minutes.
Ask me some questions? What is an interrogation?
It's not an interrogation, we just...
I'm yanking your chain, Killian. It's fine. Oh, I was just on my break anyway. Oh, I don't know if I've met you before. Borgosh.
Solas.
Pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
So, what's got you frowning more than usual, Killian?
So, I know that you loaded up the casket onto the cart yesterday.
Oh, okay, right. I was told to keep that quiet.
Yeah, well, it's a bit late for that.
Well, I don't tell the old Hemlock knows.
Well, he does now.
Oh, right.
But listen, it doesn't matter. It's not important. The important thing is that that casket did not contain what we thought it did.
I thought it was heavy.
Yeah.
Just assumed that she was being buried with some worldly goods or something.
That casket did not contain Maeve. It was Rhys. And unfortunately, we didn't reach the mountain in time. And of course, being the formidable foe he was, he emerged out of it and we had to deal with it.
Rhys, I didn't think that he was here. He was intending to take part in the reckoning. I thought, why was he here so early?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Hmm.
Why is he dead? Who killed him? Where's Maeve? These are all questions we need to find out.
I wish I could be more helpful. I just was told by Avis and Stellan to help. They needed a hand lifting this casket, and they weren't even going to tell me who was in it until I overheard them, and then I was complaining about how heavy the box was. And they, of course, well, they had no choice but to tell me.
So you've not heard anything else from anyone else?
No.
You were instructed to take the casket containing Maeve, but you never saw Maeve?
No.
You placed it on the cart?
Yep.
And that was it?
And I saw Old Man Hemlock.
I'd like to roll an inside check, and I'm going to change dice.
Go ahead.
It's a 12 plus 1. 13.
Brogosh is a large orc man, big tusks, a rather like weathered face, a man who has worked outside in the rain for most of his life. He seems simple and relatively straightforward. There's nothing here that appears to be out of place or untoward.
Thank you, Brogosh, for being honest with us. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, we didn't find much there.
No. I trust him. I mean, got no reason to not trust him. He's never done anything that I know of that give me any reason to think otherwise.
Let's just keep an open mind.
What do you think's happened?
I don't know. But we would be fools to take everything at face value.
I couldn't agree more.
I trust you, Killian. I trust you now. But let us not trust everyone else.
Killian, for you, something is ringing true as Solas says this. And I think you're kind of now really understanding where Avis was coming from yesterday, why she really kind of counseled you to do this quietly, because you don't know the extent to it, and actually it is really hard to ascertain who else might be involved and how far-reaching the implications of this could be. The sun is beginning to set. People will most likely be returning to their homesteads. I want to say you probably have about another hour of daylight where it's going to be relatively easy to investigate individuals. That does not mean once the sun is set that you cannot still continue the investigation, of course. But you've got about an hour left of... I keep saying daylight, but I really want you to remember that it's raining and there's no sun whatsoever.
I have an idea. Anya's place is just atop of the village there. When the sun goes down, we could do a little bit of investigating.
I'll follow you.
All right.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Oaths and Empires.
Oaths and Empires is a 12-sided studios production, and I have been your Dungeon Master, Jasper William Cartwright. Solas was played by Tom McKay, and Killian was played by Luke Dale. This episode was edited and sound designed by Oliver Moore, with original music from Cy Rutherford. Our art director on Oaths and Empires is Kyle Crumpton, and other artwork by Alice Torkar and Tank Monsternova. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to rate and review us on whatever podcasting app you're using. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Oaths and Empires. And stick around as I thank our angels over on the Patreon, without whom the show simply wouldn't be here. So, thank you so much to the following angels. Aeon Coney, Tove L. Gilliath, Spike Lee, Erin, Elizabeth, Noah Alice, Sarah, Quest Disaster, Nell P, in brackets, mostly 10, 1 Glambring, Havin underscore Hoops, Saf Z, asterisk, Beau Dracon Manavrier, Dice underscore Cult, Melanie Gehrman, Sneaky Gina, Carlos Samak Hernandez, Tazadactyl, Polar Pandy, Fadburger, Vera Patrina, Lisa Waite, Heinkappy, Fanny, Fakvaral, Alexis, Himboology, Fountain 1403, Ian Hamlet, Camille A, Wintergarten, Serena of Scallops, Shark Spren, Striped Sentry, Dog of the Lord of Ratty, Lena Beans, Cine Crab, Jesse Keita, Koo and C, Josh Dominic, Lissy Nilsson, Booleen, DT, Eos, Eric, Sarah Phillips, Christian Ream, Celeste Nicole, The Druid Narix, Imperator.exe, Dylan Henderson, Matt Summermaid, Clavier, Vampire underscore Unicorn, Zari Lambert, Fran Pernard, Crispy Protato, and Wild Lupine. Thank you so much to all you incredible angels. Your support means the world, and it's going a long way to helping us keep this show going, and making sure that everyone involved is fairly compensated for their incredible work. So, thank you so much. Please continue to support the show if you can, and, crucially, if I have mispronounced your name at any point, let me know, and I will make sure to re-record it. Thank you very much.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.